Joining us in studio from the Wilson Medical Center, we have Janice Reese and also Dr. Van Houten. And Doctor, good morning. How are you doing? And Janice, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Good morning, Kyle.
Great. Beautiful day.
Absolutely is a beautiful day. And we appreciate you guys spending some time with us this morning. And what we're going to talk about this morning is CVI and also varicose veins. So for maybe those who may not be familiar with that, Dr. Van Houten, can you explain what that is just a little bit?
Yes. So as we all know, the heart pumps arterial blood all through our body down to our feet, and it goes down in arteries and comes back in veins. So those veins start in your toes and go all the way up to your heart. So all along the way, those veins have little tiny valves in them, and that equalizes the pressure. If you remember going swimming when you're a kid, you're down at the bottom of the pool and you feel all that pressure. Well, when you stand up, all that pressure in the top of your head goes all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And if we didn't have valves in our veins, then the pressure in our feet would be very high. But we're born with valves, and so they equalize the pressure. Anyway, that's the normal situation. And this is an issue primarily of your legs, chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins. So there's two ways that blood gets back to your heart from your legs. One is a deep system, and then there's the one that's right underneath the skin. We call that the superficial system. Most of the blood goes back in the deep veins, but some of it goes back about 20% in those veins right underneath the skin. As long as the veins work, that's fine. But in some people, they develop this condition called chronic venous insufficiency, and a lot of times that begins with varicose veins.
And if somebody maybe develops that, what are some of the signs and symptoms that we can look for in the legs or ankles?
Most of the time, people think of varicose veins as a cosmetic issue, and that might be the truth, but that's not what we're talking about with chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins. People don't recognize it because it comes on so slowly, somewhat, we say, insidiously. But leg swelling, burning, itching, feeling like your legs are heavy and tired. Usually when people wake up in the morning, they feel fine. But with chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins, as the day progresses, those valves that have kind of widened start leaking out a little bit of fluid and causes that discomfort in the leg. So we have people fill out a questionnaire. Are you having burning, itching, heaviness, aching, even restless leg syndrome?
And so, again, that's definitely not a good thing. So what are some of the risk factors for CVI?
So people that are at risk are, as we get older, that's one thing. One of the big risks is family history. So I always ask people, did your mother or your dad or your grandparents or your siblings have varicose veins? And a lot of times they did. So for some reason, this loss of stability of vein valves runs in families. So, and obesity, family history, pregnancy, people who stand on their feet a lot, they can develop chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins. And one of the concepts of treatment is to try to squeeze down those veins on the outside of your leg to try to force blood into that deep system. And really, treatment of chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins is all about trying to force that blood into the deep system and away from those dilated, blue, raised varicose veins in your legs.
And CVI is not like an uncommon thing. It's actually more common than a lot of people think it is. Is that not right?
Chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins and vein disease is about 10 times more frequent than arterial disease, such as hardening of the arteries. So what we have found is a lot of people have these problems, but again, they're slow to develop. They're kind of insidious. You don't think about it. You think, well, I'm getting older. This is what happens to everybody. But it doesn't really happen to everybody, though it is quite common.
And now there is a new treatment, though, that you guys have at the Wilson Medical Center. So can you tell us a little bit about this? Is it called the VenaSeal Closure System?
It's called the VenaSeal Closure System. So we've been doing that just for a few months over there. I think when I see patients with chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins, we try to get them to wear stockings, compression hose, up to the knee. I don't really think that people are going to be able to wear compression stockings all the time. So I asked them, and certainly not at night, but just during the day, to wear compression stockings when they wake up in the morning, take them off at night. And I asked people to wear them 90% or 9 months of the year. You're not going to wear compression stockings with your swimming suit. But when you can do it in the winter, that's the time to do that. So the idea with compression is to try to squeeze that blood into the deep system. And that's what we do with our venous seal treatment also. So I've been taking care of varicose veins for over 25 years. What we've done is try to close those veins just underneath the skin to try to force the blood inside. And we used to do that with what we called radio frequency ablation, and that would be heating the vein. But now we do it with what's called venous seal, and it's really glue that we put in the vein and plugs up those big veins that are causing trouble right underneath the skin.
So there's also is the venous stem also the same thing as closure fast, or is that something completely different?
Those are the same thing. So if someone says, you know, I have varicose veins and maybe I do have early or more advanced venous insufficiency disease, maybe I should go get checked. And so what we do is a thing called vein mapping. And this is kind of a sophisticated ultrasound examination of the legs. And interestingly, if women have varicose veins, they usually have it on both sides. Men, only about 20% of men have varicose veins and venous insufficiency on both sides. So when people come in, we check both legs to see where the valves are leaking and where do we need to attack the problem. So a lot of the times, the problem is not the varicose veins you see, but veins that run up the inside of your leg from your ankle all the way up to your groin. And that's the vein usually that causes the problem. That's called the saphenous vein. And that's the one that we try to plug up with the venous seal system.
And also, how long does the procedure take when you're going to have that done?
Well, the procedure takes about 30 or 40 minutes. It's done with local anesthesia. Sometimes we'll give patients a little bit of sedation. It's a sterile procedure. We do it in a operating room most of the time. And it's a real advance. It works 98% of the time. When we were doing radio frequency ablation, which I still do for some patients, that requires a deeper anesthetic and it takes longer. It's just a more complicated procedure.
Anytime I always have a procedure done, I'm just like, can you please knock me out?
Right. Most people want that.
I just want to be completely knocked out and wake up after it, because I had to have something to do. There was like a cyst in the middle of my chest.
Yeah.
They said, no, we're not knocking you out. I said, fine, then I just need to hold somebody's hand. My now ex-wife was there, and she said I was hurting her hand because I was just like, you know.
So, well, people get pretty nervous when you talk about doing surgery.
Yeah, I was not wild about that. So after the procedure is done, how quickly can patients return to normal activities?
I ask people to get back to normal activity immediately. The interesting thing is the heart pumps arterial blood down to our legs, but those veins that are deep in our leg are the ones that pump the blood back up. So as we walk and stretch our calves and use our legs, it helps pump all that blood back up to the heart. So we want people to be active. One of the things that makes varicose veins worse is inactivity or having to stand all the time. So I tell patients and people in general, if you're standing around, flex your calves. Get up and walk around a little bit and help pump that blood back up to your heart. And again, wear those stockings. I've got mine on this morning, pushing that blood into the deep system and getting back up to the heart.
So how soon will patients' symptoms improve after the procedure is done?
You know, they get much improvement quickly. I've been very surprised because it seems to me that this is a very simple thing to do. In most patients, you come in, you do this, and they come back the next week and say, I feel so much better. I didn't realize how badly my legs were bothering me. Now, that's not everybody, but that is the majority. And I'm amazed, and my staff, we've been amazed for years about how some of these simple treatments can make patients feel so much better.
And is there any like pain or bruising or tenderness after the procedure?
There can be. Basically, the procedure is to put a small needle in the vein down by your ankle. Then we'll thread a catheter way up to the groin, and then utilizing an ultrasound machine, we can see the treatment progress. So we'll put a little bit of glue up there, we'll pull the catheter back, put a little bit more glue, keep pulling the catheter back until that whole vein underneath the skin is plugged up. And you can see, as we've been talking this morning, that forces that blood into the deep system, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. So you can have a little bit of redness or swelling right there at your ankle where we put that needle in. It's variable, usually hardly anything at all.
And again, with anything, are there any potential risk and complications associated with this procedure?
You know, I've been doing the radiofrequency ablation procedure for 20 years or so, and even though there are potential complications, I think I've seen one blood clot in the leg, and that was treated fairly easily. There is the potential for infection. There could be serious blood clots. You can have blood clots go to the lung, pulmonary emboli. I've never seen that, although I do think it exists probably 1% of the time or less. So this is a very safe procedure.
And also probably one of the last things I want to ask about, because obviously it's always on people's minds if they're going to have a procedure done, is it covered by insurance?
That's a good question. So what we do with patients who have chronic venous insufficiency and varicose veins, we have them come in for an evaluation. They get the vein mapping. If they have something that we can help, at that point then we will contact their insurance company or Medicare and get what we call pre-approval. So if people out there are thinking about that, one of the things that the insurance company wants you to do before you have any of these procedures is have compression stockings. So I tell people, get some compression stockings at your pharmacy or drugstore from your ankle up to your knees. Wear those, because the insurance company is going to want to know that you've done that for 3 months. And then the other thing, they're going to want you to take something like Motrin or Advil or Aleve, something that's called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agent. So those are the things. And then they want you to have vein mapping. So we contact the insurance companies. We always get a pre-approval and don't usually have any trouble getting this approved by insurance.
So this is a great procedure, and again, it's pretty new to the Wilson Medical Center, but another thing I wanted to ask you, I meant to ask you at the start, is just kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I was out talking to your staff this morning, reminiscing about listening to the Mighty 690 from being a kid in the 50s. So I grew up down here in Southeast Kansas. I was Blue Streak at Neo Deschaux. Following that, I went to Emporia State, and that's where I met my wife, and then KU Medical Center. And then following that, 5 years of surgical training. So I've been in practice for over 30 years. Practice mainly out of the Ashley Clinic in Chanute, but Wilson Medical Center and Neo Deschaux, Independence, Coffeyville, around here, those are my hometowns. So I love going to Wilson Medical Center and seeing people down there. It's been a joy to do that over the years, seeing friends and family and taking care of them. It is just a special thing that God's allowed me to do in my life.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And Janice, I'm going to bring it over to you here for just a moment. Just if anybody would like to contact the Wilson Medical Center, if they have any questions, maybe about what Dr. Van Houten talked about today, or maybe something else, what's a good way to get a hold of you guys?
Well, they can reach us at 620-325-2611. And I am glad that Dr. Van Houten was here to join us today, and he's been with us for, I know it's been over 20 years maybe, something like that.
20.
And anyway, he does a lot of different surgery procedures, so besides just this new one, but we thought this was something that a lot of people have varicose veins and also this vein insufficiency, and you know, this is something that we wanted to be sure and let people know about. And this is a really simple procedure, and, you know, gets you up and out and doing what you love to do. And so anyway, we're glad he came and visited us. We appreciate you letting us come and visit with you today and share a little bit about that. And if anybody has questions about any kind of surgery, you can also go to our website, which is wilsonmedical.org, and or give us a call. Again, that number is 620-325-2611.
And again, like I said, this sounds like a great procedure. Again, it seems like it's not a very long procedure, and people can immediately get back out and kind of do what they want to do, their favorite activities. So were you going to say something?
Kyle, if I can add another thing, it's like if any of you are, you know, curious about that and also just want to talk with your providers, you know, we also have the three clinics in Neodesha, the family medicine. We've got about seven providers there, and those that number they can reach to talk to any of them. It would be 620-325-2622. And in Cherryvale, it is 336-2131. And in Independence, it is 331-2400. So anyway, any of the providers at any of our clinics would be glad to also visit with you about that and get you connected with Dr. Van Houten.
All right. So good stuff there. And Dr. Van Houten, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And Janice, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you, Kyle. What a great morning.
All right. Yes. Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas.